Say Maisha Collins may have been abducted by two men in a car. She and a friend skipped school today, but her friends say it's not like Maisha to just disappear. Former President Clinton will let his top aides testify freely before a House committee investigating the pardon of fugitive financier Mark Rich, but Rich himself is refusing to appear before the committee or to let his lawyers discuss their pursuit of clemency for him. On Wall Street today, we saw losses for the Dow, and the NASDAQ was down 100 points at the close. We'll have details coming up from the Wall Street Journal, and we'll take a look at Michigan stock closings, too. 31 degrees right now at Metro Airport, and the AccuWeather forecast says temps will drop into the teens tonight. Now at 6:45, we update WWJ Sports, and here's Mike Sennett.
Michigan State enters the madhouse at his Madison's Kohl Center tonight for a critical game with Wisconsin. The third-ranked Spartans need to beat the 24th-ranked Badgers to keep pace with Illinois for the Big Ten championship. The Spartans trail Illinois by a half game and need to finish the regular season with wins over Wisconsin and Michigan to tie the Fighting Illini with Michigan State's fourth consecutive Big Ten title. The big question mark is whether the Badgers can slow down the Spartans. Michigan State leads the Big Ten in scoring offense, averaging 80 points per game. Meanwhile, the Badgers lead the league in scoring defense, allowing just 56 points per game. This is the second meeting this season between the Spartans and the Badgers. MSU beat Wisconsin 69-59 in overtime at the Breslin Center on January 13th. Opening tip, 9 o'clock at Madison's Kohl Center. Pistons are on the road at Minnesota tomorrow night. Cleveland beat the Pistons 101-94 at the Palace Sunday. Jerry Stackhouse remains second in the NBA in scoring. Well, Minnesota's Kevin Garnett averages 22 points, 11 rebounds per game, and he actually plays defense as well. On the year, Garnett has blocked 92 shots. The International Basketball League is quickly becoming the CBA reincarnated. We all know what happened to the CBA when kaput just a couple weeks ago. The NBA and the IBL have signed contracts that basically create arrangements similar to the ones that the NBA had with the now-defunct CBA. IBL players can sign with NBA teams, and the IBL can use referees from the NBA's developmental program to work IBL games. Grand Rapids is a former CBA team that is now playing in the IBL. Spring training continues for the Tigers in Lakeland. Tomorrow, the Tigers play their first exhibition game of the season against the Florida Southern College Moccasins. It'll actually be game two of a day-night doubleheader for Florida Southern. They'll play Western Michigan at 1 o'clock before taking on the Tigers at 6. April 3rd is opening day at Comerica Park. Tigers taking on the Minnesota Twins. Single game tickets go on sale Saturday morning. With sports at 15 and 45 past each hour, I'm Mike Sennett on WWJ News Radio 950, your home for Pistons basketball.